Chapter 30, Meet Some More Neighbors. Oh my God, Ned said as Julie concluded her colorful story of traveling from Oregon. In Ned's world of scarce news, he had learned there was an evacuation effort in Oregon, something about federal funding and some other fuzzy details. He had no idea that, essentially, the infrastructure of the United States was fractured. The ability to maintain law and order was failing, or tenuous, at best. Floyd then told his travel story. He did not flee fires. He fled riots. Violent and bloody riots. After leaving his home, he traveled through Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and the outskirts of Cincinnati. While not all the states he passed through were great states, those three cities had riots. From the dark look on Floyd's face, Ned could tell that he had seen unspeakable violence. After Cincinnati, I decided to take country highways. I won't ever take a freeway through a major city again after seeing what I saw in Cincinnati, Floyd said. He went on to describe, in vague terms, watching rioters tip over vehicles and run people over with cars. He witnessed criminals beating innocent people who happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. He described seeing motionless people laying in blood-stained streets. There were stores in flames, empty gas stations with looters streaming in and out of broken glass doors, and lawless gangs of criminals armed with nail-covered batons, prowling streets as they hunted for victims. I couldn't risk being the next person in the wrong place at the wrong time, Floyd whispered with a crack in his voice. If my opinion mattered, I'd say we are really close to civil war, if we aren't already there. Ned repeated the only words he had said since hearing Julie and Floyd reveal the details of their travels. Oh my God. He put his elbows on the table and rubbed his temple with his fingertips. In Cincinnati? Julie gasped. What were they rioting over? They aren't a sanctuary state. Our president, nothing else. His recent withdrawing of funding from sanctuary states was simply the match to light the fire of their angst. Cincinnati is a sanctuary city, so while the state isn't, cities like Cincinnati are rioting because they believe they are next, Floyd explained. I guess, philosophically speaking, those cities have good reason to be concerned that their funding might be pulled. If the president can enact such a measure on states, the cities will be no problem, Julie said. This is just as I predicted, though I wasn't expecting riots on a large, organized scale across the nation. She sighed. Here's the problem. Not many states are sanctuary states. Certainly, Oregon, Washington, and California picked a fight with the president. But many states have sanctuary cities, and they are the next battle. We need to realize something. There are sanctuary cities in Colorado. The riots could come close to us. For sure, those escaping riots will be driving on the highway that runs through Smoky Flats, Floyd warned. Colorado also has a governor who is sympathetic to becoming a sanctuary state. Look at what he did to the gun laws. Oh my God, Ned repeated for a third time. He couldn't believe what he was hearing. It was all too much to digest. He leaned back, put his hands on the back of his head, and stared at the ceiling for a moment. Then he spoke. I know you two have been through a lot in your travels, but I need to ask a favor. Western Lakes Association is holding an emergency board meeting tonight because residents are getting wind of the unrest out there. It would be great if you could come and relay your experiences. I think people need to get a firsthand account of what is really happening out there. They don't know? Julie asked. Residents don't know the scale or extent. They have heard rumors on their AM radios. Very few have TV up here, since most don't want to pay for cable. They need to hear about it firsthand. Folks who own property, just like you, will be coming here to find refuge in the properties they usually use for ski season, Ned said.